Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I'm joined by Stormy Skies.
Hello, I am the co-host.
You know, it's weird that your name is Stormy Skies because it's actually really bright and sunny outside today.
You know what? It is here too, actually, so I'm pretty surprised that I'm seeing the sun right now.
Wow.
I hate the sun.
And that's it. That's the show.
Thanks, everybody. Next week, we'll be discussing... whatever the weather may be that day.
Next week will be 1920 London. But today we're discussing A Christmas Horror Story, which is an anthology film starring William Shatner and a bunch of other people in a clusterfuck of story.
You're not wrong.
I am not wrong.
A bunch of other people is right. Perfectly accurate.
So,
people, who are they?
Before we really get into this, how are you doing today, Storby?
You know what? I'm doing well. I got the rest of my Christmas shopping done yesterday night, so thank God that's over with.
Jeez. Yeah, I did some Christmas shopping yesterday too. I went to Target. I actually got lucky because I don't get paid from my new job until the end of the month, but I got a $100 gift card for Christmas from one of my aunts, so I used that for my Christmas shopping.
Nice. And you love when you use your own gifts to, like, get other people's stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Exactly. I also used it to get gas and breakfast a couple mornings, but nice. For the most part, it was presents. I also got – I'm going to a Christmas party tonight.
Really?
And it's a $10 or less gag gift white elephant party.
No matter how many times people explain to me how white elephant works, I don't think I'll ever completely understand what the fuck that means.
I go, it's Dirty Santa, right?
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that before.
Well,
all I know is Secret Santa.
I'm pretty sure white elephant Christmas parties. I'll Google this.
Okay.
Gift exchange. I think, because I know with Dirty Santa, definitely it's all the presents are anonymous, mm-hmm. and people pick a present and open it, and then people can steal the present or trade them if they want that. But I like – David's being a bit obstinate about part of the thing I want to put in the little gift bag, but at Target I got Chipmunks Chipwrecked, the fourth Chipmunks movie.
Nice.
For $5. I want to go to Five Below – before we head over and get a Property Brothers calendar.
Yeah.
Because I went there last night to get his little brother a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Five Below actually has really good graphic t-shirts, anybody who's wondering.
Nice.
And I saw a $2 Property Brothers calendar. I'm like, oh my God, I need to get this for someone.
Property Brothers.
And that might sound lame, but keep listening because that's not all. From when I was a peer romance consultant for a hot minute, I have a... this, I guess you would call it masturbation sleeve. It's like this silicone tube that you put over your junk or your partner's junk and then like use that. And it feels really good.
Okay.
And I have a bunch of sample packets of lube that I'm also throwing in.
Oh, you're not doing that. So they can jerk off to the calendar pictures.
And the Chipmunks movie. That's going to be the joke. But David doesn't really want to give away the masturbation sleeve. But I
Why don't you just like keep it and sell it at a high price or something?
I don't know. It's like we've never used it because, you know, we're waiting until marriage to have
don't
sex.
You have like a bunch of stuff, though? I feel like you have like a bunch of stuff.
No, I'm so pissed. Like I have a bunch of lubes still. Mm-hmm. But I no longer have two sex toys because I guess a type of lube. It's when you blow on it, it heats up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that leaked a little and got on two of the vibrators and melted the silicone.
Whoa.
So I no longer have two toys. I still have, did I ever show you Mr. Dependable?
I don't think so.
The like 6-inch long dildo with a suction cup at the end.
Oh, I feel like you told me like you had all these things and I just like never figured you would get rid of them or anything.
Yeah, I originally wanted to put Mr. Dependable in the bag with all the lube, but David was like, we can't give away to Mr. Dependable. I'm like, we're not using it. It's just literally something I stick on stuff just as a joke.
As a joke.
Like, Stormy, this thing is so thick.
It's, you need like, to send me a Snapchat picture of it.
I will. It's so fucking thick. It's like, I don't know anyone who can get that up their thing.
Yeah, their thing. Their thing.
Very woman empowering.
I don't want to refer to it as a thing from now on, dude. That's hilarious.
I mean, I'm saying thing as an open term. They could want to shove it up their butt too. I'm not
their other thing.
I'm not discriminating. Thing is an all encompassing like, term.
Injure themselves. I don't
like
know.
I can't even like get it in my mouth. It's that thick.
Really?
Not that I've tried. I'm waiting until marriage to have
shut up. Does your whole hand fit around it, or is it like you're holding like a football?
I have tiny hands, so I'm not the best judge, but I think I can get my hands around it.
Well, that, you have to do that, and you have to let me know who gets it.
And it's also
tonight.
Super veiny, and it has balls, like
nice
detailed.
But it has
balls.
A suction cup.
Yeah, that's so like cool. You can suction it to your shower.
Oh,
and,
I understand.
Like. Yeah. I don't know who would just use that to get off. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, actual replica penises are very weird. I guess you could also put it on top of your dryer and, like, because I know people do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well.
Are you doing anything fun for Christmas?
Well, tonight I work. So I'm going to be looking forward to, like, you messaging me about all these goings on.
Oh, I'll
tonight.
It to you.
Unless we're really busy. It's Saturday. Wait, is today the Saturday before Christmas?
Oh shit, it is.
Okay, so that means we might be really busy tonight.
Well, I'll Snapchat it to you either way.
Okay, yeah, well, Snapchat to me. It doesn't matter. I'll still check. And then yeah, for Christmas, you know, just hanging with the fam. That's it. Nothing crazy. I bought a Christmas, like when I went out, my mom got me a Christmas dress yesterday.
Oh, are you cool. Gonna look all cute?
I'm gonna look pretty sparkly.
Nice. I'm debating what to wear tonight. I don't have any ugly Christmas sweaters, and I have my like wintry nice tunic shirt.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I can fit into my leggings anymore. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. But I don't know if that would be too fancy for this. I also considered like. I don't know if you've seen this online.
Yeah.
But it was on I saw it on the Real Horror Show Twitter feed. One of the people we follow shared it. It's the reindeer boob where you just cut a hole out of your sweater. So your naked boob is sticking out and you put like a red felt nose over your nipple and make your boob into a reindeer face.
Wait, I have to go on the Twitter real quick and look at this.
Like it was from a while ago. Let me Google it and send it to you.
Thank you.
Jesus. Reindeer boob. Honestly, we're just making up for time because there's not a lot of talk about in this movie.
I know, there's really not a lot to talk about.
Da, 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 da. Type here in the chat.
Here. Type here in the chat. Oh, there's a chat in this thing?
Yeah, there's a chat.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, but, at least one of the people who are going to be there tonight, who's going to be there tonight is a, just don't want to have a naked boob out around him.
Reindeer boob. Wait, said you're going to do that?
I was considering it, but one of the people who's going to be at the party tonight, probably, I don't want to have a naked boob out around him.
Yeah.
And I also decided not to wear my mistletoe headband for that same reason.
Nice.
This is bizarre. Gingerbread. And headband.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the reindeer.
I would not want to do this. I would feel so weird. It just looks weird.
Yeah. Just the thought of having one boob hanging out.
Yeah, like, I don't want that.
Two poops is natural, but just one.
Two poops, there. Yeah. But that means you can't wear, like, a bra, so, like, what the fuck? Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the movie, yeah. If you're so inclined.
Yeah, I seriously tried to, like, say stuff, but it's, like, it's such a meh movie that I didn't have a lot of notes.
It was weird. I wouldn't consider this an anthology because...
Same.
When I think of an anthology horror movie like VHS or even XX, the stories are usually told separately, and there's some overarching... It's actually one of the things I really don't like about XX is that... the thing connecting the stories isn't a story itself. It's just weird intervals. But like with VHS, the first one, you have the people uncovering all of these VHS tapes and they're watching them. And that's how you get the stories. We don't really get that in this. In fact, all the individual stories are told at the same time, intertwining, but they never actually intertwine except maybe towards the end when Santa Claus starts fighting Krampus.
And the only time, like, they intertwine in the beginning is because the group of school friends, the one guy's girlfriend goes to her family, and she's part of the Krampus one.
Okay.
So that's, like, the only connection there is, like, that's one of their friends.
And isn't she also William Shatner's granddaughter, or was that the other girl? At one point, he looks at a picture of his family.
Oh.
And I think one of the two girls in the story is in there.
Oh, dude, I have no idea. It might be the blonde girl then. Or no, not the blonde girl. No, wait, there is no blonde girl. Hold up. The brunette.
Molly.
Not the ginger.
Molly Simon, I remember her. I made a note that that was a good reporter name.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to tackle these individually because they're so twisted together. I really liked the changeling story. I thought that was... a lot of fun, and I thought it was very well acted.
I agree with that. That might be the only one that was well done.
Yeah. In fact, I think that would just make a really interesting movie on its own.
Yeah, it could have just been a standalone.
Because it did a really good job with the short amount of time it had to establish a story. To establish that story, you know that clearly the mother and father have had issues in the past, and it seems like they're just getting back together this Christmas.
So there's a guy has like anger problems or something.
Yeah. And there's a lot of tension there, and you've got the son who's in the middle of it all. And I just think it would make a really good, compelling story with a lot of good character arcs.
Yeah.
And then I also really like the Santa one just because I'm a fan of dumb comedy horror.
Yeah, I liked that one the most.
That would make a really good like B movie. And it looked really nice. It looked really nice. Very high quality. And the twist at the end was fantastic.
Yeah, that was magnificent. I was like, this is the one redeeming quality that this has, is it's a twist. I'm like, whoa, I did not see that coming at all.
It was hilarious.
Shit. I was like, holy shit. It is that. Okay, so. But regarding, like, performance and acting and stuff, like, William Shatner just, like, didn't give a fuck about anything. And it shows. They're just like, so William, just sit there and read these lines. Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
He's just not into it.
I mean, would you be when your only role in a horror anthology is to be the one connecting factor and it's not even that well connected? Exactly. Nobody's even listening to the radio at all.
I know.
So like, why is that the thing that's connecting the stories?
I don't know. Cause they're in Canada.
All right. Canada.
So they're in a place called Bailey Downs, which is like a place in Canada. And like, that's at a place that they're in. If you've ever seen like Ginger Snaps, they're in Bailey Downs. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen Orphan Black, they're in Bailey Downs. And actually, like the ginger girl is in Orphan Black too. And she's also in this. So I feel like all these actors are just – they just live in this little town called Bailey Downs. And whenever they do a movie, they just get all the same actors together.
Right.
Canadians. How do you feel about Horror in the Hallways? Her stupid name verse.
I was just about to bring that one up. That one is the most traditional horror film out of all of these. You know, bunch of stupid kids going someplace they don't belong. And it's haunted. Ooh, girl gets possessed and fucks the nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. It was just weird and I didn't get the story. And
I got confused.
It was too basic.
Yeah.
It really didn't fit into the Christmas theme of everything.
I know it didn't.
Even the changeling one, you saw that it was Christmas and that's why the parents were back together and trying to make this work.
Right.
But with the haunted hallways, it just didn't fit into Christmas and it didn't really fit into the rest of the movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't at all.
Well, there was one mention of Christmas when she was like, oh, they weren't allowed to display it anymore. War on Christmas.
Oh,
like,
yeah, War on
Christmas. It's a Catholic school. Why wouldn't they be allowed to show a nativity scene? Most Catholic schools are private, so they're allowed to do.
Exactly.
So I don't know. She's tripping.
Like, if they weren't allowed to put up a nativity scene, then they wouldn't be allowed to be a Catholic school in the first place.
Right.
Like, so no one's going to go to one of the, like, a Jewish school and be like, hey, you can't have this fucking menorah up.
It's like, but yes, we can.
It's only when it involves public schools that you can't really do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's changed, you can have like a Christmas tree and a menorah, but everything has to be equally represented.
Right.
But that was the only thing that really stood out to me, other than like just some horny demon trying to fuck both the guys she was around.
Yeah, like I don't understand why. Okay, so the other two students went down there like a year ago and they died.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they go down there?
To make a documentary. How else would you make a documentary?
But why were they making a documentary?
Because they wanted to make a fucking documentary about it, to be edgy.
Wait, but why make a documentary? What happened in the basement? What makes the basement so special?
Isn't that where they died? Isn't that where the girl aborted her baby and died?
Oh, I guess. So that's what they wanted to do.
The ghost that possessed the girl and wanted to get pregnant again?
I just got so confused because I didn't understand anything because I wasn't following it. I wasn't really paying attention.
And that was the issue I had altogether with this movie is... Since the stories
kept cutting away,
since the stories were told intertwined at the same time,
I got real confused.
Yeah, it's confusing, and you can't really set up a good narrative that way.
Exactly.
Like I was even kind of confused with the Santa Claus story.
Yeah.
Up until the end.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Santa would eventually be fighting the Krampus, but
it's on the cover.
Yeah, it is on the cover. So I was like, wow, this is – I mean, it would have been cool if it was just like Santa versus Krampus. But the Santa thing was cool. He was like like a cool Viking mage thing. Yeah. That was cool. But like other than that, I really don't have any like soaring like complaints or like compliments regarding the acting or performance.
Mm-hmm.
Except there's like one shining line that one guy said, the changeling guy, like the dad, when they're like cutting down the Christmas trees and he says about the Christmas tree, smells like pine. And I was like, wow, this is probably the best line in this whole movie, actually. You mean the pine tree smells like pine?
What else would it smell like?
No, but he said it smells like pine. I'm like, oh, you don't say. I was pointing that one out. I wasn't sure it smelled like anything. Anyway. God. Yeah. This anthology got confusing. I mean, like, they're cool. It's cool when you have a really, really good movie anthology and all the stories meet, like in Crash or Babel, like those kind of movies. But this one just, like... all that shit was too different.
Right.
But I agree. I like the changeling story. But whenever the dad gets his hand stabbed with a fork, like, why didn't he get more upset or confused at his son stabbing him in the hand with a fork?
Oh, yeah, like that was fun.
He took a pretty chill, and I was like, I would be more, like, confused and want to understand why this happened.
I would throw my child across the room.
I'd be like, what the fuck? Why did you do this?
Like, if my kid has the balls to stab me in the hand, it better be ready for a fight.
I know. But, and then at one point, William Shatner was talking about how there's a hostage situation at the mall. And that was, like, the Santa thing. But was Santa really holding people hostage, or was it just a killing spree?
I think Santa just lost it and went on a killing spree.
Yeah, killing spree. But once he said hostage situation at the mall, I was, like, hoping that they would come back to it. But I was like, oh, no, I hope this isn't just, like, some shit they're just saying. I need closure. But I'm glad we got closure. Mm-hmm. Made the ending, like, all depressing and shit.
I mean, Christmas in general is super depressing.
I know.
When you're older, it's all about spending money on other people.
Yeah, I mean, I've become really bitter just because of working.
You fucking work in Pier 1.
I know.
I see just, like, pictures on Facebook. That place is a goddamn Christmas wonderland.
It is a Christmas wonderland. Like, it's less of a Christmas wonderland than it was last year, but it's just a Christmas music all day, the Christmas stuff everywhere, and then people are, like, have been real jerks lately. Mm-hmm. Like, the closer you get to Christmas, the more angry people are with you.
Right.
because they're upset because everybody shops on, like, the same day, mm-hmm. and there's lines and shit, and so they get upset if they have to wait, and it's like, well, if you don't want to wait, then maybe you shouldn't fucking shop today.
Maybe just, you know, shopping, like, online.
Are you stupid? Yeah, like, you know that if it's a week until Christmas, everyone's going to fucking be here because they're all, like, they're all procrastinating. Mm-hmm. So, sucks.
I miss layaway. Layaway was great. Do all your Christmas shopping three months in advance.
I know.
And
Kmart layaway. Make little payments.
That's what my parents used to do because we were poor.
Mm-hmm. We used to, well, at Pier 1, we hold stuff for 24 hours and people get, like, mad after a day. They'll call, like, 6 days later and be like, is my stuff on hold? And it's like, no, we do 24-hour holds. You should have bought it. Just, like, stuff like that. So people who are listening, if you do this shit, like, fuck off. You're an idiot and we hate you.
Right?
God.
Everybody's terrible.
I know. But, okay, so I do have a little bit of, like, production notes.
Go for it.
Like,
my notes are, like, just a jumbled mess.
Right. Like, I like that this movie didn't skimp on the gore, especially in, like, the Santa story. Mm-hmm. And Santa just, like, taking down all the elves and stuff like that, and the zombified elves did not skimp on gore. However, in the Krampus story, when the dad, he's, like, gets hit in the stomach with, like, the Krampus chain, and his, like, stomach is bleeding out. Realistically, he should have bled to death. But he, like, didn't. They got to, like, the one place and he was, like, fine. And I'm like, no, he should be dead. Also, it's a real shame that their kid is going to grow up to be a serial killer because he kills the family pets. The fuck. But otherwise, I can't complain about anything else production wise.
Yeah.
A lot of scary realistic things.
I really like the song that played during the opening credits.
Me too, actually.
I thought it was really fucking pretty. It was creepy.
It was.
But it was really pretty.
Yes. That's because it was in the same vein as that one other song, which is very pretty.
Yeah. Yes. I agree about that one other song.
Carol of the Bells. Oh. It was creepy, pretty song.
I like Christmas music. I haven't been listening to a lot of it, but I like Christmas music.
Well, Sam, how do you feel about the little kid who kills the family pets?
Don't kill family pets.
If you have a kid that does that, don't keep it a secret if you know about it, because your kid needs to go to the doctor.
Don't kill your family pets. They just love you.
Yeah.
They only love you. I was listening to another podcast yesterday, and they're doing their Christmas special. It's Good Christian Fun, where they just kind of analyze and review Christian pop culture. Mm-hmm. And they have this thing called Search for the Worst Christian Song. And it's Christmas theme this month. And they deemed Mary, Did You Know, at least the Clay Aiken version of it, the worst Christmas song last.
It's my favorite version.
I love, like, Mary, Did You Know? It's such a pretty song.
It's a pretty song, and I like the Clay Aiken version, so no one hate on that shit. But
it's on my iPod. Like, it's a man explaining to Mary what her son's going to do, and it's like, no.
Shut up.
Like, nobody ever acknowledges Mary, and they're just like, hey, Mary, did you, like, know as a mother your son was going to do all this shit?
Yeah. Boom. It's a wonderful song.
Have you seen that Star movie? Not Star Wars, but the other Star movie that came out this week or last week?
What Star movie?
It's called The Star, and it's about the animals in the Nativity. And no. They're all talking, and...
No, I did not know that even came out.
It's a children's movie, and so far nobody's, like, super offended by it.
Oh. Should they be?
I don't know. Because
it's animals?
I don't know. I guess I feel like Christians would be offended by it because, you know, it's animals being jokey and probably making fart jokes about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like non-Christians would be offended by it because, I don't know, atheists can be as butthurt about things as Christians can.
Right. Oh, man. Well, I like that song, so excuse me.
No, I fucking love that song. The Josh Groban version is the best.
Josh Groban.
I say Groban, you say Groban. I'm mispronouncing it on purpose at this point.
I guess I may have heard that version too. I don't know if I even have.
I just got Spotify Premium, so I'll fucking play
cool.
it.
Cool. You should. I should play a Christmas song for the intro of this instead of the Child's Play theme song.
Don't tell me how to post edit.
I'm just saying, because it's our Christmas special.
Maybe he did
it. Sam. Christmas special. Yo. I have nothing else to say about the movie.
I know. I'm trying to drag this.
Let me look into my notebook and see if I have anything else to say. Hang on.
Maybe Josh Groban didn't do a version of it. I can't find it on. Mary J. Blige did one. Rascal Flatts did one. No, I swear Josh Groban did one. I guess it might not just be on Spotify. To YouTube.
I have a lot of complaints about. I could talk about how I was complaining about the school Christmas story thing.
Go on.
I complain about how the girl's wearing, like, a denim skirt.
What's wrong with denim skirts?
I don't know. This movie was made in 2015. I just feel like they weren't trendy anymore.
Okay, whatever you say. I mean...
It's fucking freezing outside. Why would you wear a denim skirt and, like, long socks? I mean,
that's a valid point, but saying that they're just...
You're in Canada. Right. You're in fucking Toronto. Like, I don't even know
maybe
where they even are.
Maybe she was going for a vintage 90s look.
She's such a bitch. She's in Orphan Black, and she is in, like, the one, she's in, like, there's this town, and it's like a religious cult town, and
wait,
she's
no,
one
this
of the
is
girls.
Clay Aiken. Fuck off. Maybe Josh Groban didn't do a version of this. Maybe
he didn't. I don't know if he did or not, man. Back. Yeah, Clay Aiken's version is pretty good. I mean, I don't have any complaints about that.
Like, this is one of my favorite holiday songs.
right?
It should Christmas be. Songs. I don't know why I'm saying holiday. Sad. I don't see Jews playing this. Jews don't really celebrate the Jesus.
Dude, it's so funny because in Pier 1, we have Christmas music, but every once in a while, we have a Hanukkah song that comes on.
Is it the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song?
No, it's not that song. Actual Hanukkah song.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. It's to the tune of it's to the tune of a Beatles song, actually. I'll think about it. But anyway. What else do I have to
get back
about?
To cleaning the house when you go to work. I'm not looking forward to it. A lot of dusting. This place is big. Before I go back down, I might vacuum my ghetto recording space.
You should.
My bare mattress with my laptop and microphone on it.
Yeah,
if this room didn't have such good acoustics, I would just say fuck all and leave it a mess. But it's just dirty. There's bug parts everywhere.
Oh, Jesus.
What the shit is this over here?
There's like another part of the school thing where it seems like they locked the basement door behind them, and they couldn't get out.
Oh, hey, this is a paper I turned in my freshman year to my freshman composition class. It's nothing interesting.
Why would you lock the door behind you if you know you can't get out, Sam?
So the other thing can't get in?
Oh, also they were talking about how the principal was creepy. What the fuck was that about? I don't even remember any of these things.
Oh, right. There was like that principal thing, and then another guy was in there on the phone, and then we never see anything else about it.
Yeah, so I just disregarded it and it completely left my memory. And I was like, well, I don't know what's happening at all. It's so bizarre.
I feel like we're going to have a couple more anthologies other than VHS. Why? VHS won't be for a while. I know the sequel to The ABCs of Death is on Netflix.
Okay.
But that's – The ABCs of Death is an interesting horror anthology.
Yeah. Dang, we have so many more numbers to get through.
I know. I was shocked to learn how many horror movies start with numbers. Oh, shit. 8 Mile's on Netflix.
Yeah, dude. 8 Mile. We should do that as an episode.
That's not a horror movie. We should do Boss Baby.
That's a horror movie. Is that on Netflix already?
Yeah.
What? It just came out, I feel like.
Well, it's a shit movie that didn't do well in...
Shit movie.
Oh, did you go see The Disaster Artist?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was so fun. I loved every moment of it. It was such a good movie.
I hope James Franco gets like a Oscar nod.
Or like recognized for something. Yeah. He won something already.
Yeah.
He won like a Gotham Award or some shit, some random award.
I hope he gets an Oscar nod. He did very well. Like the credit scene when they're showing
the side by side,
showing Tommy Wiseau and James Franco together in that extra end of the credit scene.
Oh, you mean like the post credits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he's talking to Tommy Wiseau, who's playing another character.
I know.
I was studying some more about Tommy Wiseau before seeing the movie, and like, I feel really bad for him when people were being mean to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I felt bad because he was mean to other people for no reason.
Yeah.
But when people were being mean to him because he was weird and different, like that really like hurt me deep inside because I have problems seeing that kind of stuff on screen. But he has like confirmed, he said himself that he's been in a car accident. So I worry that he might have
brain damage.
Yeah, I worry that he actually does have some kind of brain damage.
That's what I got from it too, because when he was saying car accident, I was like, that might explain why he talks the way he does and acts the way he does. He might have like something.
It's possible
wrong
he
now.
Has brain damage and some memory loss. Because another good like indication of that is how in the movie we see, and I think Greg Sestero goes more into detail about it in his book. but Tommy would have trouble memorizing lines, and that's another good sign. So I feel bad that people are mean to him, and he probably does have some kind of brain damage, and it just gets masked by the Polish accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an interesting person.
I know.
Right, I went to I went to the movie section to look up and see what is coming up next, because this is going to be a short episode. We're clearly dragging it out.
I have more. I have like realistic bullet points to talk about if you want.
Yeah, the thing our podcast is about.
If only you're on my fucking like Google Doc,
if
you
I
would
was
know,
on
Sam.
Your Google Doc.
Yeah, the Google Doc that we're supposed to share our notes, but I'm the only one who ever writes them down.
I do, but it's sometimes I just want my
bastard.
Sometimes I don't want to be spoiled because you'll watch the movie before me, so I'll take my notes in another doc, so I don't feel tempted to read your notes.
It's true.
I don't want you to sully my enjoyment of some movies.
You're just a chicken. Sheep, 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 sheep. Okay, so I got a couple.
Okay.
I actually have like six. One, the first one I wrote down is unprotected sex.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm waiting until marriage to have sex, is because condoms.
Why don't you know what a condom is?
Condoms are the invention of the devil. Oh, should I throw in a condom in my like present? No.
What? No, because if it's a masturbation, that's not necessary.
Yeah, it's.
I think there's enough sex stuff in there.
Okay.
Jesus
Christ. I'm sorry.
Anyway, unprotected sex. And when you have unprotected sex with like a girl in the basement and it's probably freezing and you just let it happen, and then she gets surprised because she's a virgin and she wants to stay in the virgin club.
Yeah, and she's like,
and she has her virgin blood on her like shirt, and I'm like, how did that get there? How did it get on her shirt?
Like okay. Serious question. Not to make light of rape, but if you're possessed by a demon and have sex with someone, would they have raped you, or would they get a clean pass? Is that going to be the same as being intoxicated and having sex?
I don't know if it matters if she's possessed. It only matters if the guy said no, and she did it anyway.
Like, I mean, would
he didn't say anything?
Would she say he raped her because she was clearly under the influence of something and couldn't properly consent?
Shit. Well, she did say like, "What did you do to me after?" And I was like, "I don't understand what to make of that."
I was like, "Bitch, you were writing him like a professional."
I know. I'm like, it's really confusing, and I can't say if it would be her getting raped. Maybe.
Like, do demons demons count as date rape drugs?
She seemed unhappy about it, but when she read the wall writing, she was like, I'm going to have the child that they couldn't have. Yay. And then the guy like died, and I was like, this is really fucking weird. Like, yeah. I don't understand. What is the purpose of having that child?
So like, was she in on it, or
the Antichrist? I don't know, man. Probably not. Oh, also, who carries around candy canes in their pocket like the Asian guy did? He's like, I have candy canes in my pocket. Remember? They're all starving, and they're here in the basement. He's like, well, Merry Christmas, everybody. And he gives everyone a candy cane.
Yeah, it was weird. It's weird. All this movie's weird. Wait, can I not alphabetize? Am I having the same conniption?
People are very strange days.
Swear to God, Netflix, if you took away my ability to alphabetize the movies, I'm...
God damn it.
Not... Okay, wait.
Okay, the other realistic point I made was insanity. I don't remember why I wrote that. Oh, insanity, because the guy at the end is the Santa, who's, like, clearly insane.
Okay, there.
A lot that he thought that he was really Santa.
Mm-hmm.
But he just ended up fucking killing everyone at the mall.
Oh, wait.
That's scary.
They just added a new horror movie.
Oh, seriously? Are you serious? What is it?
It's 1920. Is it the same as 1920 London?
Oh, probably
not.
No,
it's not. Weird. Anyway, we already said we're watching 1920 London next.
Yes.
Opened it.
Oh, no. 1920 London, and then we'll watch 1920. And then what happened in 1922?
I think.
Or is that not in the horror section?
Never 1922? What? was the name? Wait, no, the Stephen King was one. That King yeah, that's not yeah. in the horror section.
Oh, well, shit. What section is it in? The suspense and thriller first section?
Yeah, this the suspense and thriller section.
Yes.
Please don't make fun of people with lips. Lisps.
Zips. With lips.
That's ableism. Ableism.
I wasn't making fun of them. I was just imitating. That's how I say suspended through the section.
Okay.
Okay, the next point I made was the war on Christmas.
I mean,
because she said it, so I just wrote it down. Yeah,
it is pretty scary that we have all these fucking minorities coming into America and telling us how to celebrate our goddamn holidays.
I think it's a shame that, like, I'm surrounded by Christmas starting in, like, August.
Oh, I meant to.
I would say it's more of a war on Halloween,
right?
And Christmas is trying to like take away.
Yeah.
Christmas decorations are overthrowing Halloween decorations and Thanksgiving decorations.
I just want to tell people who get offended by like workers saying "Happy Holidays." It doesn't happen down here so much because we are predominantly Christian down here. I live in right. Christiansburg. Come the fuck on.
Christiansburg. Cool.
But yeah. My aunt, like, tried to sound prideful the other, like, last year, excuse me, something. As a worker said, "Happy Holidays," and she said, and then I turned around and said, "Merry Christmas."
That's fine. You can say whatever you want to say.
I just wanted to tell her. I'm sure either way.
That's not a clapback. Yeah. That's just a turn of phrase.
I wanted to tell her either way, no matter what the worker says, they honestly don't give a shit one way or another how you spend the rest of your day.
I don't even say it to the customers first. I just say, like, bye. And if they say it to me, I'll repeat it if I feel like it. I repeat anything they say. I just repeat what they say.
Amazing how you've managed to make it this far in the retail industry.
I know. It's just amazing. I'm actually a pretty nice person.
Are you?
Yeah. They like me.
Okay. If you say so.
Pretty all right.
I'll trust you.
Unless you're mean, then I'm also pretty mean back.
But who could be mean in Pier 1 when it's nothing but a winter wonderland?
I don't know. They're just like angry. Some people are just angry at them, and because they hate themselves. I don't know.
Christmas is a pretty scary time. That's realistic.
It is. Didn't someone? I mean, like it is a scary time because
it's so depressing. Like, there's a reason the suicide rates go up during the holidays. It's because you're surrounded by all this joy and happiness, and I'm probably going to watch The Christmas Prince while I'm cleaning the kitchen in a few minutes.
The Christmas Prince.
I don't know. I didn't know much about it. I thought it was going to be some dumb kids movie, but it sounds like a girl meets a prince, and someone has to learn the meaning of Christmas, and I am into that shit.
Okay. Okay, well, the next point for realistic is stealing a pine tree.
What's scary about that? Please go into detail.
I don't know. You're fucking stealing someone else's tree?
And it might have changelings in it? Fuck.
Well, not in the tree, but if you go in the woods, you're fucked anyway because the woods will just snatch you up.
Right.
You know how many like reported cases of people just disappearing off the face of the earth after hiking in like a national forest? There are fucking hundreds.
Well, that's because they wander off the beaten trail.
But they never even find a body. How far do they wander so fast that they just disappear? I'm telling you, the woods just snatches you up. It just takes you.
Yeah, it does, because if you die out there, it doesn't take long before nature starts getting at you. The foxes and the wolves come and start eating you, and then dust and leaves just cover up your bones, and it's like you never existed. The woods aren't a mythical being that's just going to devour you.
Yeah, because sometimes there are stories that people will disappear and then they'll search for their body for weeks, and then like after a couple weeks, the body will just like reappear, like untainted but dead, and the like a very obvious place that's already been searched.
Okay, sweetie.
Boom.
Okay.
What about that?
Okay, sweetie. Just patting my
head. I'm gonna add another bullet point on here.
Is it gonna say "fuck you, Sam"?
No, it's gonna say UFOs. all in caps. Because that happened.
Where were the UFOs?
Have you been on Twitter? No, have you been on Twitter today? This is like real life.
I have not been on my personal Twitter. I glanced at the...
Well, you should go on the Postcard Press Twitter because I just retweeted something about how...
Am I going to have to fucking take away your Twitter privileges?
No, this is important.
Are you tweeting UFO bullshit on our business page?
I went on Twitter to update it today, and then I noticed that the first thing that was trending was UFOs, and I was like, why is that trending right now? So, but another bullet point is anger problems. That's a real scary thing. You have anger problems.
I have.
It puts a damper on your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next is having a child that kills animals.
UFO sighting hashtag?
No, just like UFOs. Hang on, no, let me just send you.
There's fucking nothing.
I'll help you find it. Hang on.
The Pentagon has acknowledged a secret program to investigate UFOs. I mean, obviously that exists.
Well, they actually acknowledged it though, Sam. We all were thinking it, and they finally said it.
Well, I mean, it's out there. Now we get to see. Even if it's not extraterrestrial life, they need to make sure that these weird spacecrafts people keep seeing at night aren't dangerous.
Right. Yes.
This bitch.
Aliens. What?
This bitch. I call it, it's a boy, but I'm going to say this bitch because he's such a little bitch.
Yeah.
He used to be so fucking... I've mentioned him to you before, but not on mic. I knew him in high school, and he was super Republican, and now he's made a full 180. Is that the right amount of degrees?
Yes.
He's now, like, pro-communist, and like, we gotta take down the ruling class.
Oh, gee.
It's like, nice. I just want to respond to all his shit with the eye roll emoji.
You should. Or like, we got a badass over here.
Everybody, you know, there is an in-between between communism and super-duper Republican capitalists let the corporations run our internet, right? We all know that, right? There's a nice in-between, rational thinking in-between. Okay, just making sure we all know this.
Yeah. Fuck. You want to talk about net neutrality?
Yeah, I mean... Not really. I've done my part. Virginia's suing the FCC. So
it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So we've done our parts. I called my representatives nonstop.
Nice. Fabulous.
I was like, bitch, think about it.
Think about it.
America's run by the people, not by the corporations.
I don't want to pay for my apps per month, please.
I'll pay for Netflix. But that's because...
Yeah, that's because you already pay for Netflix, which is fine.
Because
that'll just remain the same.
Someday, when this podcast takes off, the only thing I'm going to be using Netflix for is this podcast because their TV selection sucks.
So I agree.
David and I have Hulu, and I fucking love Hulu.
I have Hulu as well.
Oh, how's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Have you watched any more?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I'm on episode. I'm on an episode.
That's good. There's
I'm in the middle
episodes.
I'm on one of the episodes that's in the middle.
Okay, cool. It's fabulous. I highly recommend Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
It's so good. I don't know why I like it so much. It's so good.
It's smart. It's funny.
It's so witty.
I like.
Can't stop.
I like the relationship. Well, you'll get there, but I like. Yeah. I like how it's showing their divorce.
Yeah,
both sides of it pretty fairly, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like I
think the last
I like how it clearly shows, even in his mind, him cheating on Midge wasn't her fault. It was just his life of feeling inadequate, and then he finds a really dumb shitsa.
Yeah, something like that.
Because his dad paid for their New York City house, and he works for his dad's company, and like that shit eats away at a person when you feel like everything you've accomplished isn't something that's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just, I like the way it shows the 1950s like housewife style and how she's breaking that down. doing her own thing. It's a really good show.
The part I'm on is, like, she works at the store now. She works at, like, the mall. Mm-hmm. And we just went to a party and, like, worked the crowd by, like, telling her funny stories.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And then the next episode is going to be her going to a party with, like, older people.
Yeah.
Her friend's party. So that's where I'm at
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's just.
And then Joel's parents, like, don't like Penny because she's stupid.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And I'm like, I also don't like Penny because she's stupid.
Like, Penny Pam.
I know. Pan, P-A-N-N.
Pan.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck?
Wait until stupid. You get to the last episode. It's really funny.
Isn't yeah. it? Nice.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Yeah,
funny, sad.
Aren't there like only eight?
Yeah, there's only eight episodes.
Yeah.
I'm which like I love because it means less filler, but I also hate because.
I have to wait longer.
Yeah. Nice. But anyway, we're at minute 50. We've wasted enough time for our Christmas special. Mm-hmm. So much for a Christmas special. What other holiday horror movies are there? There's Jack Frost. Did you ever see Jack Frost?
The scary Jack Frost or like the Jack Frost with Michael Keaton's voice?
It was Michael Keaton? I thought it was Bruce Willis. The scary Jack Frost.
Michael Keaton.
The scary Jack Frost.
Ugh. Yeah, I saw bits and pieces a long time ago.
I tried watching it. Is that really on?
I know it's bad. Is it on Netflix?
I don't think so. It used to be. It might still be. I haven't looked.
It's bad.
What else is there? Krampus. Did you ever see the Krampus?
Yeah, I fucking hated it.
You did? I thought it got a lot of good buzz.
It was terrible.
Terrible?
Oh, dude.
Was it because it didn't know whether or not to be horror comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
I felt like I was watching a fucking kids movie up there.
Kids movies are fine.
Well, not when it's about a fucking, like, demon Christmas monster killing you. It's just ridiculous. And then, like, also, the writing is horrific. The jokes are horrific. It's not, like, none of that's funny. It's not, like, Black Friday is not funny. Like, none of this shit's hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible. And then all the actors, they were just thrown together, and they have a terrible dynamic with each other. So it's just... bad. The only thing that was good about it was how the Krampus actually looked, and then the monsters that like came, like the weird toys that came to life. The practical effects were good regarding those things, but that's it. Everything else just was terrible.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I like Adam Scott.
Have you seen him?
No, I like Adam Scott though.
He sucked in it too,
but he's so handsome.
I'm, like, sick of seeing his stupid face.
But he's so handsome.
Yeah, like, he got a baby face, and then he's married to Toni Collette in the movie, and she was great, too, but she just looks like his mother.
Yeah, that was something I heard, was that she looked like she was too old to be married to him, but I think that's just Adam Scott's face.
Yeah. Maybe if he, like, grew a fucking beard or something, he would look better. I don't know. Just look more like an adult.
Anyway,
maybe? I don't know.
I think,
but yeah, Krampus. What else is there?
I just saw one on Netflix. It was like called Red Christmas or something.
That's a new one. I haven't seen it, but a lot of people are talking about it in the like horror Facebook groups I'm part of.
Is it good?
But they say it's terrible.
Okay.
They're like, I watched it. I'm like, no, don't watch this.
Why can't there be a good like horror Christmas movie?
Have you seen Black Christmas?
Oh, shit. Yeah, Black Christmas exists. I actually don't think I've seen that, the remake or the original.
You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay, can I?
By the way. Yeah, I watched it on YouTube myself.
Did you watch Sleepaway Camp?
And guess what? I thought it was stupid because it's so long and it's just like stupid. Oh. You might like it, but it's really, really slow.
Okay.
And then when it reaches like the – like. Point where you kind of understand what's going on, it's a letdown.
Okay. I know they remade it a few years ago.
It has like nothing to do with Christmas, barely. It just so happens to be like a Christmas party.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. It's stupid.
Did you watch Sleepaway Camp? I sent you the link to it on YouTube.
Shit.
It's a
Right now?
No, not right now. Like a while back. I can resend it. It's a real doozy. It's a real.
Yeah. I keep hearing people talk about that, and I really want to watch it. Yeah. Sleepaway Camp. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. The whole thing's on YouTube. Uncut. Nice. Uncensored.
Folks
at home who've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Sleepaway Camp. That sounds like – I read a little bit about that, and yeah. So is that like a Christmas
thing? No, but it's – you just reminded me about it.
I'm trying to think of other Christmas movies that are like scary movies.
I think there's like a knockoff of Krampus that's on Hulu, but yeah. Really?
There's probably like several.
There's a lot of Krampus. There's a lot of knockoff movies in general. Yeah. There's one called Charlotte on Hulu about a haunted doll.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that Annabelle thing.
I need to get better at writing reviews. I'm just trying to focus on I'm trying to focus on our other endeavor. And
my fingers are tired.
Now I'm working. I got the podcast, the social media on lock. Let's finish up our like legal stuff behind the scenes and start forcing people to write our reviews for us.
Yeah, for real.
Whip.
Oh. Yeah, also.
I used to have a writing crop. Maybe I'll throw that in the box.
Writing crop.
Yeah, I got
it. You used to have it. Where did it go?
I don't know. My aunt cleaned out my bedroom when I left for college, and
she probably found it and was shocked and threw it away.
Like, I didn't even use it for sex-related stuff. It was just a stupid present one of my friends in high school got me because we were in AP government, and we had just talked about whips and something people in Congress who have to, like, keep shit together.
Yeah.
They're doing a terrible job right now, by the way. Right. And so she got me writing crop in reference to that. It was nice. It was interesting.
Well, have you seen House of Cards?
I have not.
Well, Kevin Spacey's character, he starts out as a whip.
I don't support pedophiles, Jacqueline.
Well, listen, that fucking TV series is fantastic.
But he's a child
pedophile rapist. Or not.
He's a child rapist.
How do you feel about those allegations? Towards only him,
towards
from Anthony Rapp.
I think it's completely
a 14-year-old boy at a party. What do you think about
that? I'm going to have to reread Anthony Rapp's biography because I have it.
Yeah.
I can't help but feel like he mentioned that in the biography that not he really? Named Kevin Bacon, but he said there was an
Kevin Bacon. Excuse me, Kevin Spacey. Kevin, let's not.
I'm sorry, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon is a whole new level.
Kevin Spacey. He didn't mention Kevin Spacey by name, but I think I remember him mentioning there was an older gentleman he knew who would show him pornographic magazines. And so.
Does that mean he was raped?
No, it's just he had – I don't want to talk shit about the gay community, but I know not for a fact, but I do believe and have heard stories that – the gay community is full of predators just preying on young boys who are questioning their sexuality.
Yeah.
Because fucking George Takei. He's a mess. When like all the fucking Milo Yiannopoulos drama was going on with him talking about the guy who molested him and him saying, oh, well, I kind of wanted it. George Takei had a lot to say about that, but then people found old audio from a Howard Stern interview saying, hey, there was this guy, but I kind of wanted it. Ho, 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 doing the weird George Takei thing he does.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think,
wow,
I think we should definitely look deeper into Hollywood, especially with what Corey Feldman's saying, because I think there's a lot of old closeted men in Hollywood who prey on young child stars.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Spacey's apparently been in the closet for 20 goddamn years.
His whole
years.
Fucking life until just now.
Sorry, I molested that kid. I'm going to start living my life as a gay man now.
I'm a gay man now. But I don't remember that, but I'm a gay man now. Okay.
But no, I think being confused about your sexuality puts you in a vulnerable spot to people who are going to prey on you, like child predators, right. And yeah, child predators. That's
right. Exactly.
So saying this as a straight person, but
yeah,
someone's got to fucking say it.
I know, you're right.
Especially with the Kevin Spacey thing. God.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
But it's fine. It's fine. He molested Anthony Rapp. He's a gay man. He's living his life as a gay man.
He's living his life as a gay man now. That makes it okay. As long as he's a gay man.
But Kevin Spacey.
It's cool.
What are we going to rate A Christmas Horror Story?
Fucking zero.
We don't use a numeric grading system.
I would say like meh.
Yeah.
And just like a confused face.
Yeah, definitely meh. Like,
what the fuck was that? Yeah, definitely like I don't hate it and I don't like it. It's just like, right in the middle of the road.
I liked parts of it, but it was just such a mess in general. It's hard to even.
There weren't enough good parts for me to say that I liked the whole thing as a whole.
No, maybe if they told the stories separately and they kind of came together at the end, I would like it more. But no, it's just, it's in general a mess and it's just boring. It's really boring.
Right.
Anyway, you got to get to work. Mm-hmm. So you want to read the outro?
Yes. I wish we had the cool music.
I'm sorry. Someday I'll pay for premium. Okay. Someday, but not today.
That was awesome. All right. Well, here we go. Sans music. Yeah, just do that. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. What did we learn today? Well, if you just
made
an anthology better.
We learned a lot. If you made a better movie, we would actually talk about your movie the whole time and not random shit.
Also, don't steal a Christmas tree or your child will go away and be exchanged with a fairy child. That's bad. Anyway. Like what you hear? You can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews during times of our lives.
Some days.
I just wrote one about Silent Hill, and I love that movie, so go read it if you love Silent Hill.
We post on all the days that start with Y, but not all of them. I mean, end with Y, but not all of them.
Yes. Exactly. Either one. So, yeah, just keep your eye out for the next review. I know it's a doozy, although I don't know what it will be. Okay. We love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list. If you feel like buying us something tangible, we'll help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. I don't have any more pertinent news other than like Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Say the other holidays. Don't leave them nameless. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Ramadan? What else is there?
Ramadan going on? Is that Muslim? I don't know.
Is that a thing during the winter?
I don't know. It came to mind.
Happy all the other holidays. Excuse us that we don't know what their names are. Have a good winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't die.
Don't drive safe. Yeah. that's all I have. Right. So thank you. Fuck off and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Bye.